November 27th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, you must recognize Satan in his efforts to destroy your peace. He uses time and space to his advantage. You too often blame events in the present moment on human weakness. In some ways, this is true, as Satan turns human weakness to his advantage. You must go deeper and recognize that Satan is the cause of human weaknesses in many cases. If you stay in my paternal embrace through obedience to my commandments, you will readily see Satan's grasp on situations or events all around you. He uses weak people who do not respect my commandments, to foster weakness in others. It is in this way he gains control of situations and uses human resources to promote evil. I give you the examples of advanced technology and politics. Therefore, watch for his motives underlying your present moment activity. Learn to recognize his signatures, confusion, and lack of peace. Turn his efforts to my good in this way." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.